Track 6, The Elements of Trust, Step Number 4, Credibility.
Sales resistance is now down from 100 degrees to 70 degrees. Trust is up from an area where they had little or no trust to having 30 degrees of trust. And 50 degrees is enough to make them willing to listen to what you have to say. The next C we'll go over in order to complete the trust-building element is, step number 4, credibility. The amount of time you invest establishing credibility varies according to a number of factors. Among those are your type of product, your product's required investment, what's going on in your industry, your company's position in the marketplace, you, your customer's level of understanding, your customer's level of need, your customer's budget, and I could add etc. or keep the list going for several minutes, but you get the idea. Even a variable such as available time itself can have a dramatic effect on how you go about building credibility. For example, you'll have a lot more time in a 4-hour flight from Dallas-Fort Worth to Phoenix than in a 4-floor ride on an elevator. The amount of time your potential client has to invest with you is a critical element, one you need to determine early in the meeting. If you are with them because of a pre-planned scheduled meeting, you'll have already covered this and created your presentation to match the time frame allotted. If you're in retail or a business where your clients pop in, you'll want to get their permission to spend 15, 20, or 30 minutes assisting them. If they're in a hurry, you may have to just offer to help them find the dress or shirt they're seeking. If they have more time, go for the accessories to complete the outfit. Of course, there are two key factors regarding time. You must respect your customer's time, and you must use it wisely. To become credible in the eyes of the potential client is vitally important. Until you've achieved credibility, you're still standing outside the door. Once they believe you have knowledge and will be honest and fair with them, you'll be invited in, which means you'll be allowed to ask questions to determine their needs, which is the second element to reducing sales resistance. The importance of credibility as a trust builder was proven rather dramatically a few years ago, when the once booming timeshare industry entered some serious bad times. A lot of those bad times were well-deserved. Poor management, unscrupulous marketing practices, poor property management, and a customer-be-darned attitude took a heavy toll on both profits and public relations. As always, the good folks in the business got hammered right along with the bad. Things became so rough there was serious talk that the entire industry could collapse. Fortunately, wise heads prevailed. Good management was brought back. Serious self-regulation began, and some big-name companies entered the field. Things began to change for the better, and now timeshares are a well-respected international multi-billion-dollar business. What carried the industry through those rough times was the simple fact that the public liked the idea of vacation ownership and enjoyed the lifestyle it provided. Over time, enough credibility was built up to keep the concept alive during the dark days. A lot of very smart salespeople did everything they could to enhance that credibility. During this period of low sales, they provided forms of reinforcement to gain and hold the confidence of a prospect. These items included documented articles from respectable publications, letters of endorsement from satisfied clients, referrals, positive word of mouth, and working really hard to earn it by giving more than people expected. I chose timeshares to illustrate the point because good salespeople went to great lengths to prove credibility in every aspect of the business. That's something to admire and to emulate. You know, right now I can almost hear your comments coming. Sure, but I sell furniture. We just don't have those kinds of problems. Or I'm an automobile salesperson. We've been in business more than a half a century. Or my insurance company is one of the largest in the world. Or the appliances, jams and jellies, or tires and tie rods, or pens and papers in my store practically sell themselves. You know, that may well be true. However, you still face a credibility challenge, even if your product or company is a household name that can stand proudly on its own. Even if you sell Coca-Cola products, which, by the way, is one of the most well-known brand names in the world. Your own personal credibility will have an impact on whether or not you close the sale. As a rule, in most selling situations, the salesperson is the unknown element. Personal relationships and referrals are exceptions. But in most cases, customers won't automatically like and trust you because they just don't know you yet. I personally faced a credibility challenge early in my real estate career. You see, I was cursed and blessed with a rather young-looking face. In fact, walk-in customers or people meeting me for the first time at my real estate office would say, "Hi, Sonny, is your dad around?" The problem was, even though I was credible, I didn't look credible to some prospects. To address this situation, I had a good quality portrait of myself taken with my wife and kids. This was displayed prominently on the back of my desk so new arrivals could quickly see that Sonny was indeed an established member of the community with a growing family. Over the years, that one picture eliminated hours of explanations and efforts to overcome an apparent credibility issue. You can use this same technique to picture yourself to your future clients. Consider creating an advertising flyer on yourself, especially if you're in a field where you use a presentation or a visual aid binder. This can be a real advertising style flyer or just a mini scrapbook. You can even create this with your home computer or with a careful hand, a pair of scissors, some glue, and a clear plastic sleeve or two. Just pop in a couple of photographs of you and your family, you accepting that Woman of the Year award, or anything that is appropriate. Include any business certifications that apply. Awards and citations are of great benefit here as well. Be careful not to drop anything in as filler. Everything must build your professional reputation. The idea is to show your credibility. Include just enough material that you can present in no more than a few minutes to prove that you are the absolute best sales counselor for that potential client to believe in. You are, aren't you? Then show it. If you're in the retail business where having a presentation binder or visual aids might not be practical or commonly used, be prepared to drop into your conversation with this potential client your number of years' experience with this particular store or years in retail as a whole. If you work in a clothing store and have taken classes to help people identify their best colors or body styles, mention that as you make recommendations. Kind of like this. "I notice you're looking at the window display. Isn't that dress beautiful? And the accessories? We won an award for that combination, our window dressing. In fact, our store is the only one in the mall to have been written about in the latest issue of Local Fashion Trends magazine." Another idea is to ask the potential client how they heard about your store. If it was a referral from a friend, ask what the friend liked about it. This forces the client to recall the conversation and what made them want to stop by in the first place. Their friend gave your store credibility. If they came by because of a sale flyer, you would reinforce the credibility of the store by mentioning that you have plenty of sale inventory in stock in assorted colors and sizes. To build your personal credibility, you might say, "That suit looks great on you. You have a pear shape, and that style of jacket balances your look." Or, "In my most recent class on body styles, they recommend this type of purse to accent an outfit such as the one you're wearing." Do you see how easy it can be? Now that you understand the value of credibility in building trust, which reduces sales resistance, take a few minutes to create a list of everything you and your company have done that makes you credible in your current field or position. Then gather items of proof, such as certificates of completion, photos of yourself receiving awards, articles from respected publications, recommendation or thank you letters from satisfied clients, and so on, to create your presentation binder. Again, if a binder isn't feasible in your type of sales, write down a sentence or two that you can use to relay that information to your potential client in an appropriate manner. Well, we now have earned 40 degrees of trust, reducing sales resistance by that same amount. Your potential client is warming up to you and your company, wanting to know more, possibly get more involved with you. We'll quickly wrap up the trust element of sales resistance in our next segment.